This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's time for the Republican National Convention. The Hail to the Chiefs song will be played many, many, many times this week, I think. I mean, at least we know for sure, obviously, when Donald Trump makes his scheduled speech. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope that you are doing well wherever you hail from, and perhaps you've had a decent weekend where you've had a chance to walk around the block a couple of times. So just days after the Democrats nominated Joe Biden at an all-digital convention, which we've never seen before, Republicans are going to be looking, I think, to pick up points that they could pick up that the Democrats would leave for them. In other words, I think there is an advantage sometimes to going next, and we'll see if that advantage works. They're going to be looking to energize, of course, their own base. And the undecided voters are part of the whole key thing of this. So, again, the Republicans will do very similar, I'm sure, to what's happening with the Democrats, because this is a very strange year because there's no in-person thing. Initially, there was going to be that in-person gathering in Charlotte. In June, the party moved most of the convention to Jacksonville, Florida, after clashing with North Carolina's gov over coronavirus. Then in July, late in July, the president canceled the Jacksonville part of the convention completely because infections started to soar in Florida. And then they decided we're going to go to the digital approach, which completely makes sense, right? So it's a four-day deal. We know it. 24th to 27th centers around honoring their theme is honoring the great American story. It's going to feature everyday Americans who testify that the president has positively affected their lives according to the campaign. That's what they say they're doing. And events are going to be live streamed during the day. The main programming naturally taking place in the evening hours, very similar to any kind of convention that has been in the past. Vice President Mike Pence will also accept the party's nomination, just like they would normally have done the first time around. So it's interesting. Some of the names that you'll see, I'll go through them as we move through this show to give you the big setup. But I think a couple of big things have happened in the last handful of days, including this is a big breaking story. Kellyanne Conway, who forever was the blonde bombshell mouthpiece for the White House, is leaving her job to focus on her family, and then her husband, George Conway, is stepping away from the Lincoln Project. So there is nothing nefarious about this. She's got a daughter that's trying to be emancipated from the family. They've had a bunch of things that they've had to deal with. The timing is an odd timing, but I think it's all kind of caving in on them. And so she was blunt and said, this is family stuff. We've got to deal with this. And remember, her husband was that crazy conservative attorney who was crazy in the sense that he was constantly going after the president when his wife was like the right hand woman in the White House, and it didn't seem to matter for years on end. It's been a couple of years as that has been going on. But it's about their kids. It's about their kids in middle school and high school, and dealing with the attention and what's happening with one of the daughters and that kind of thing, that the 15-year-old is, Claudia is her name, is seeking legal emancipation from her parents, and she made tons of noise on social media with her views on TikTok videos and posts about her parents and all of that. So I think they decided, yeah, we need to be in there with the fam, and so we're just going to have to bail out on this. And Kellyanne Conway expressed her gratitude to the prez, the vice prez, saying her time in the White House was heady and humbling. And she said, this is completely my choice, my voice, and time I'll announce future plans for now. For my beloved children, it'll be less drama, more mama. So this is pretty straightforward. I don't think there is anything to this other than exactly what she said. I mean, hashtag less drama, more mama, because the kids are becoming unhinged with both of them really super tied up on what they're doing and then the situation that we're all in now at this point. But that's a big surprise because I think a lot of people weren't expecting that to happen just now. Let's put it that way. Also, over the weekend, a lot of the big conversation centered around Mother Nature and these fires in California. I have a lot of great friends and a lot of friends of the show and a lot of listeners in California, from the north to southern California, and especially up north, it's really awful. Again, wine country just getting smashed. And, you know, California is kind of wildfire weary, I would say. Sadly, six people have died. There have been a massive amount of buildings, homes, etc., that have been destroyed, but it's those shifting winds that are so bloody dangerous, and then potential lightning strikes, and that ignites new wildfires around a state that's already ravaged by this. I mean, you've got firefighters that are coming in from all over the place. And listen, I covered firefighters and fires that bubbled up when I was a TV reporter in California, and I thought it was bad then. Oh, it was nothing compared to what we're seeing now. 600 different fires at one point, right? And they're saying, actually, that lightning strikes, like 12,000 lightning strikes for a week, boom, they were hitting all over the place. They think that was sparked by that. So already 1.2 million acres of land kaput, torched, most of it by these three clusters of fires that have ripped through the forest and rural areas in the San Francisco Bay Area. So that's where they're really, really getting hit hard. About 1,000 homes are gone, structures, tens of thousands of people have fled, six people died trying to get away, and it's just been smoke and haze and people on edge. I mean, you got the pandemic, and now you can't see from the bloody fires, and you don't know what you should do, and people are just trying to, you know, get out. I saw one man being interviewed from Vacaville, and he said, Tuesday night I went to bed. I had a beautiful home on a beautiful ranch. By Wednesday night, I have nothing but a bunch of ashes. And this is the constant rhythm of the story that we're hearing in the last couple of weeks, but especially in the last handful of days. It's been awful because they're having these scattered dry thunderstorms, especially over Northern California. Then you've got low humidity, wind gusts up to 65 miles an hour. So it's made it that much tougher to battle this. And still having a little bit in Southern California, but just nothing like I think mostly Northern California is dealing with. You know, 14,000 firefighters manning the lines. Imagine that, working around the clock, 14,000. Because they know they have to be at it. They have to hammer it. And these fires are so closely connected that they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's very, very sad to see this. All right, we're going to go abroad to get a sense of what COVID is doing someplace else. And speaking of that, what are the new numbers? I'll tell you as well on the flip side.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
GraveSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. Coming up later in the show, we're going to talk to Gail Gillingham. She's written a book called In Search of Self, A Personal Journey to Understanding and Acceptance. So powerful, especially now when we see what's happening across America and across the world with Black Lives Matter and how things have certainly morphed and changed and what we're seeing happen, like I said, in almost every nook and cranny that you can imagine. So, Gail, thank you so much for coming on, because I wanted to talk to you about the pandemic before we get into your book in the next hour. And you're in outside of Edmonton, Canada. What's it been like there with COVID-19?
Well, in the beginning, in March, everybody really, we had some pretty strict guidelines put into place, and everybody respected them. It was an amazing journey in a way that everybody found ways to do what we had to do in the midst of keeping ourselves safe. The Edmonton area actually didn't have very many cases. We had hospitals waiting for them and not being used and so on. We had a lot of cases down in Canada, as most of our cases have been on the East Coast, or in Ontario and Quebec, not on in the West. However, when we opened the doors in May, that's when we started seeing the caseload is growing, and we do have cases now every day. We do have a few people in the hospital. Absolutely nothing compared to other places in the world, of course. The province of Alberta has about 11,000 cases right now total, and I think we've lost maybe 200 people.
Wow.
So it's not bad.
Yeah.
We have an interesting situation with the NHL playing off their playoffs here right now. And so we've got the world watching Edmonton and how we're keeping hockey players safe.
I was going to say that. Coming from a family that loved hockey, it's funny watching that. I'm seeing a lot of people I know from Canada with Edmonton jerseys on. And I think in a sense it's good if you can keep them safe, because bringing back sports, and you would know as a therapist, bringing back sports is a little bit of normalcy to people's life, right?
Yes, yes. And one of the big things about this whole thing is the change. You know, through the model of self, I learned how powerful change in our life is, how inevitable it is. We're always changing, but we're not always all changing at the same time to the degree that this pandemic has caused, which causes a lot more discomfort to all of us, believe me.
Yeah, absolutely. We understand that. Well, Gail, we can't wait to talk to you about your book, and that's coming up later in the show, In Search of Self, A Personal Journey to Understanding and Acceptance. Thanks for shedding some light on what's happening just there in Edmonton and outside. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so you heard about Edmonton there. So interesting, Canada, and it is one of those bubble places for the NHL. And so far, they haven't had any problems, which is a good deal. They've got wearing a mask or face covering mandatory in all indoor public places and public vehicles anytime you're in any place like that. And that seems to have gone okay for them at this point. And I say okay because, you know, this is a fluid thing and keeps changing, but they're good about the information, getting it out there, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And so if you were to look at Canada overall, over 9,000 deaths, 111,000 have recovered, and they've had 125,000 confirmed cases. Worldwide deaths, 807,000, 15 million recovered, and 23.3 million cases. So where does the U.S. fall into this? The U.S., 177,000 deaths, 5.71 million cases. And, of course, the big concern is school and what's happening with schools and social distancing and mask wearing or kind of the split deal. And every state and a lot of counties are different because they're watching to see what happens, and a lot of it is based on that. So pretty much standard fare for what we've seen with this virus. Now, there is the FDA approval of the plasma treatment, which is great, right? So that's a good thing. We know that they're pushing forward with all of the trials. That's happening. That's a good thing. You know, and there are some positive things that are moving in the right direction, but we got to look at numbers, we look at the science, and we look at what's happening, and we look at the testing efforts, and that, of course, is the big thing, what's happening with testing. And I think the rapid test is the key. If you get rapid tests that are successful, because they're not all successful. Like in India, you know, we keep hearing saying, oh, we need the rapid test. Well, India is a great example, and of course they have massive population, right? So in June, India began using a cheaper and not as accurate test, but faster, to kind of scale up testing for the virus, and that's something that the U.S. is considering. But the rapid test boosted India's testing levels nearly fivefold within 2 months. But the government numbers are saying some parts of the country might have become over-reliant on the faster tests, and then they miss infections. So not using them, you know, safely using them, because you have to frequently retest, and that's not always happening. So boom, I get the rapid test. Oh, you're clear. Then no test again, and I got it, and I have no idea. And this is part of what's happened in India, some of the problems that they're having, where they're getting the rapid tests, and they got these samples, etc. And then, like, for example, samples tested using both tests increased 5.6 million in mid-June to 26 million 2 months later, and nearly a third of all tests conducted daily are now antigen tests, because they had to make that better. They had to figure out a way to do it because they were having too many fails. And I think that highlights what could be the pitfall of relying on some of these tests. And, you know, what is the most accurate test? That's the key. And if you give me a rapid test, but it's not 100% accurate, ooh, let's flip a coin, heads or tails. No. I mean, why pump so much money down the drain on that if it's not working? It has to be as effective as possible, and that's the problem. And they even say that some of the antigen tests don't catch as many patients early in the infection. Why? It makes sense. the virus levels are low. So it's harder to detect. And for my money, if I'm going to throw a dart at this, then I want the more effective tests. And yes, rapid would be the best, but an accurate assessment and getting the accurate results, I mean, that is key. I mean, this is sad. In Iowa, and I know we have many great listeners listening to us from Cedar Rapids to Ottumwa to Des Moines, Iowa saw their first death of a child linked to the virus. And this was a young child who died from complications from the coronavirus in June, but it's the first minor that's been confirmed. That's according to the Department of Public Health. And he was under the child was under the age of five, but it didn't pop up in the statistics until recently. And boy, that is sad. And of course, in Iowa, schools are going to reopen for at least 50% in-person instruction. So this is, again, the juggling where some of the educators are on edge, some of the parents are on edge. Depends on the school district, depends on what level of schooling we're talking about and how they feel, whether you're talking about super youngsters or kids that are in high school. And this is, again, the juggling act that is happening everywhere in the U.S. Where do we go? How do we decide? How do we make this decision? And the decision has to be a fluid one because it's not a definite thing. It can be doing really well, and then all of a sudden something changes. Something changes that makes the big difference, that gives you, you know, the hit that you weren't getting before. All right, a couple of quick things. The president, I mentioned Hail to the Chief. We were going to be hearing that a lot. Well, I don't know if they'll play that every single time he speaks, but the president is going to speak on all four nights of the RNC. That is breaking with some other traditions. That usually doesn't happen, even with the incumbent president, but he's running and he feels it's important enough, so he's not given a major acceptance speech on the last night to be the climax of the convention. He's doing it every single night. And it'll be interesting to see what the speech focuses on every single day. If it ties up at the end or no, it's just, you know, four different opportunities since the platform is there for the Republicans and it's their convention. And hey, we are in uncharted territory. Anything goes. I mean, really, with digital conventions, we saw that what happened with the Democrats. So there is no rule czar who is going to clamp down on this president, that's for sure. All right, let's go to Kim, who says, help us, Kate in Iowa. Wow.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A riot outside a Portland Police Department station house injured officers, damaged patrol cars, and led to at least 9 arrests. Smoke filled the air outside the North Portland precinct as protesters clashed with cops seeking to clear out the area, a scene reminiscent of others that have taken place over the last
80 days in the city. Police say that over 3 hours, individuals in a crowd of 150-plus people pelted police vehicles with softball-sized rocks, glass bottles, golf balls, ball bearings, metal railroad spikes, and plastic eggs filled with paint. Also in Portland, protesters clashed with federal agents outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. People in that group of over 100 spray-painted the building with graffiti, hurled more rocks and bottles at the agents, and shined laser lights into their eyes. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on a trip to the Middle East, the first of two senior U.S. officials to head to the region this week, as the Trump administration presses an ambitious Arab-Israeli peace push. Pompeo is traveling to Israel, several Gulf Arab states, and Sudan. To accelerate progress in the region, Pompeo is expected to be followed to many of the same destinations later in the week by Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, according to several diplomats. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a disaster declaration in 23 counties as approaching storms are expected to impact his state as well as Louisiana and Mississippi. Hurricane Marco and Tropical Storm Laura, both forecast to make landfall early this week, will be arriving as the area continues to respond to the coronavirus. The National Hurricane Center has upgraded Marco to a full hurricane with maximum winds of 80 miles an hour. They also warned it could bring life-threatening storm surges. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, without further ado, Kate Delaney off to a roaring start here. Four big nights for the Republicans on the heels of the Democrats, who are on full campaign mode. Kamala and Joe doing their best to blanket those that will vote for them, and then the undecideds. The Republicans doing the same thing. Is this going to be another president who gets two terms or not? The press, as I mentioned, taking four nights to have a speech every single night. Kim in Iowa is first up. I mentioned her quickly as I skedaddled in the last segment. Kim said, help, I'm a teacher. I don't feel safe. What should I do? Kate, I want to be there for the kids. I'm only a couple of years out of school. I was so excited to be a teacher. I've wanted to be a teacher my whole life, but I don't want to endanger my little one. I just had a baby several months ago, and I am very, very concerned. What would you do? Well, it's tricky, right, because of your family situation and because now we're seeing some really super hot spots in Iowa. And the idea is 50% are opening up, 50% aren't opening up. I think if with several teachers, if they have special circumstances and as much as they want to be there, they're either really just kind of figuring a way to get in and out of the school and as quickly as they can, but then they're in a classroom, even if it's social distancing, or they're doing the hybrid thing and they're suggesting it for their class. So it depends. You didn't give me much information, Kim, on what age are the kids, that kind of thing, what district you're in, what they're saying. I think it's very tough to be a teacher because of what happens in your own family and if you have any underlying health circumstances that are affecting you. But usually they're making allowances for that. And so I would think, depending on, since I don't know how you just had a baby, you're saying there's a maternity leave thing, so I'm assuming some of that would kick in. That's my best guess, because there's some missing details in this puzzle. But I wouldn't be afraid to speak up if you're really worried. Of course, you have to say something. No one's going to know anything. You don't have to march along like a robot. You can certainly state your case, right? And there's a lot of teachers that are doing that. All right, then I got this one from The Max times 3. I love that. The Max times 3. Hey, Kate, I started listening to your show maybe 5-6 months ago. Love it. I'm looking at these two hurricanes, and I know you talk a lot about the weather, because when you're on, so much of the time, weather is bearing down on some part of the United States. What do you think of these back-to-back strikes from Marco and Laura? Well, I don't think it's good at all, if you're asking me that. And in Texas, they're already declaring states of emergency in some of the areas because they know that they're going to be smashed, especially Marco's supposed to be a full-fledged hurricane. Downtown New Orleans, I mean, that's like being in a bowl, right, with all that water. Our great listeners in the fabulous city of New Orleans and in Louisiana, they're under a hurricane watch and a tropical storm warning because of Marco, and will probably contend with some kind of, you know, tropical storm force winds, which are often strong, and heavy rain. That's flash flooding there. The city's levee system now, though, should protect it from the surge. When I went there and toured it, they had so revamped things as far as that was concerned. But there, you can never say for sure, right? Because it's going to scrape at least the Louisiana coastline. You know, absolutely. Gulfport, Mississippi. I know we have people listening there. I've spent some time there. And they're saying that, you know, it, look for it to hit there. I mentioned Texas. They're talking about where Texas will get hit, eastern Texas. And the key is tracking both of these things and seeing what's going to happen and how they hit. You know, how hard they hit is the key thing. You see trees bent back, and you see those rains coming in, and people know that from many of the areas I just mentioned, how intense that storm can be. So I would say if you are in an area where the dual storm can hit, I don't know, you might skedaddle. But where are you going? That's the other part of it. I mean, with this pandemic, there are certain handicaps as to where you could possibly go. And, you know, they're talking about hazardous weather for a prolonged period, so could be problematic. And the good thing, and there's nothing good to think about this, but the one thing I would say is that we can at least track this. So we see as it's approaching, we see what's happening, when it's going to hit, the predicted area for when it's going to hit. And, you know, we're talking about Monday. We're talking about Monday. A lot of places will get slammed with this Wednesday for like the panhandle in Florida if it stays to where it is. Now, Marco was upgraded to a hurricane, and it keeps changing. It's forecast to be now the tropical storm I mentioned in southeast Louisiana, so it's a thing to look at. Awful. If you're in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and that Florida panhandle, that's where you have to really, really, really look and watch this. Scary stuff, man. I know, as a kid, I went through a hurricane, and it was really wicked. It blew, it sunk a boat. It's like finally, saving those pennies, getting that boat sunk, blew away whole chunks of docks. It was scary. Very, very scary. Let's jump to another one. This one is from Matthew, and Matthew says, Kate Delaney, big fan. I am looking at so much of what's happening, and I just, oh my gosh, I just don't understand what is happening to people. I think people are losing their mind. Some of these murders, some of these crazy things that are happening. Do you think that there is this something about this whole stir craziness, or what do you make of the unrest that people are feeling that often turns deadly? Well, I think you nailed it. Of course, I wouldn't use that as a defense for somebody doing something, especially something that leads to the tragic end of someone else's life. But I do think there is, I do think that people are scrambling to feel better, I guess, to get out, to not feel like the walls are closing in on them, because that's the feeling that I think most people, that's that sensation that most people are feeling. And then imagine, I said this thing about the wildfires, and I got a bunch of questions about that, but, you know, 1 million acres in California, imagine if your house was there, and you're, so you're scrambling because of that, then you're scrambling because of COVID, and other things that are hitting you all at once, especially if you have kids, and it's back to school time, and you know, that gets tough, right? It's like when you want to just escape. How do I escape? How do I do it? What do I do? I don't know. All right, this one is from Patrick. And Patrick is listening to us in Portland. Patrick from Portland, that's just flows, right? Hi, Kate. Hi, listeners of America Tonight. I have to say it's been interesting to watch what's happened with so many people grappling with the coronavirus in my neighborhood. This community has come together like I've never seen. It made me want to write you an email because I heard you talking about what you saw in your community, that people were there, they were ready to help people, you threw something out, and then everybody's all over it trying to help, trying to give advice. And I think it's that part of it is wonderful that we're seeing more than I believe you could say from what happened in 9/11, just because it's affected so many people in so many different ways. Yeah, you know, I know what you're getting at, because I was in New York, New Jersey when 9/11 happened, and of course it affected everyone, and people were shocked, and we were upset, and it was all about terrorism, and what are we going to do, and yes, people were reaching out, but this is a different feel, because longer, first of all, longer in the sense of we're in this together a different way since March, and what happens, what's shut down, what happens if you lose a job, what happens now with the stimulus that's gone away, people are struggling, people are worried that it's not coming back, and they're having a tough time. I mean, are we going to see more evictions? Are we going to see money get to people who need the money now? And what does all that look like? And it's, you know, you can't pay the rent or pay the mortgage without the money. And they don't take IOUs. The credit card companies don't take IOUs. The electric company, the phone company, there's lots of troubles, and I think that stimulus needs to get clicking, and people who need money, who had a little bit of a safety net, are seeing it disappear, and they need a safety net. And it's not easy to reinvent that safety net when, in some cases, whether it's white collar or blue collar, I mean, it's both. People from both ends of the spectrum have lost jobs. The numbers don't lie. The numbers are very, very high. That needs to happen as soon as possible. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joe. Yo, Joe. Joe emails a lot. Hi, Kate. I think that when I look at the possibility of travel, that it's probably not going to happen for my family until next year because of the 14-day travel quarantine for some places. Do you know anything more about that? You know what? It's funny, your timing of saying that, because heading into, I guess during the weekend, I was reading something someone sent me from the CDC, and they've updated travel requirements. They did it, I guess on Friday, they were advising travelers to follow the state, territorial, tribal, local recommendations or requirements. So not everyone has a 14-day quarantine. You have to find out where you're going from to if it works. This or that next.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Republicans have the floor for this digital convention of theirs Monday through Thursday. Some of the speakers on the first day will include Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan. Also, you'll see Georgia State Rep. Vernon Jones. Guilfoyle, if you remember, she got COVID-19 when she was at the rally in Tulsa, and she's the girlfriend of Donnie Jr., and she used to be on Fox and is a big advocate for the president. Andrew Pollack, whose daughter Meadow was killed in the Parkland, Florida school shooting, she's going to speak. Don Jr. is going to speak. You've got... a whole bunch of other people. That Monday is a jammed day for speakers, and it includes, of course, the Republican National Committee Chairwoman Rona McDaniel, former Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, who is a big supporter of the Prezes, and then Tuesday, and see, it's interesting because every day there's a theme. So the first day on Monday is Land of Promise. Land of Promise is the first day. The second day is Land of Opportunity. So Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky speaking. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the First Lady Melania Trump will speak. The Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will speak. Then you've got the Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron's going to speak. It's kind of a smorgasbord of different politicians and then other people who are mixed in between. And Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump will also speak on Tuesday. By the way, I'll just throw this in: Land of Heroes on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, Land of Greatness. So that's the four themes for the Republican National Convention. All right, this is This or That. Eric, the technical maestro for this version of the show, joins us. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, Kate? Hello,
so, what's up? Yes, what's up is that on This or That, we've got some interesting things to talk about, including something pretty basic, but you have a choice between, because now, of course, it's all about what are you reading, comic book versus People magazine. You can only choose one of the two. Which way would you go?
I'm going to go with People this time.
People? You want to read about all the celebrities and their problems? Wah, wah, wah.
No, I don't. But I don't want to read about Spider-Man either.
Spider-Man. Okay, so the one thing about People magazine is they do have real people stories in it, too.
Well,
so there is that. Yeah, well, I would go with People magazine, too.
Well, I have vivid memories of Jennifer Lopez being in People magazine. And She's a pretty lady. Right?
Oh, look at the pretty ladies. Right. She is.
She was with Brad Pitt.
If you remember.
Wasn't she with Brad Pitt?
If you remember, yes.
Or
I think so.
Or
no, Ben Affleck.
There we go.
Yeah. That's funny. She was with somebody famous. A lot of famous people. All right, so I like your reasoning there. People magazine, because you don't want to read about Spider-Man. All right, this one's interesting because of the summertime. Corn on the cob or just the niblets? So you're going to get served corn. Which way do you prefer it?
Off the cob.
The cob. Yeah, me too. Do you like corn on the cob?
Yeah, don't you?
I love corn on the cob, yeah. Here's the thing. Can you just eat one piece, or do you have to have two?
Oh, man. I really like popcorn.
Oh, so do I. So, but popcorn wasn't a choice, but yeah. But I would go with popcorn.
Well,
so we'll throw an alternative
corn,
in there.
Though. It's a type of corn.
Mm-hmm. It is a type of corn. I really like popcorn. Just give me the third version. All right, you have to do a chore because now you've eaten. Now you've already read People magazine. You already gnawed on corn on the cob, and then you threw in your popcorn snack. So now we have to make you move. Are you going to rake the leaves or are you going to mow? Which of those two chores do you prefer?
I don't even know how to rake the leaves, so I'm going to mow the lawn.
I don't know how to rake. You have never raked leaves in your life?
Nope. Nope.
How is that possible?
Because I'm from New Mexico, and we don't rake leaves over there.
We don't rake leaves. Because
no.
You just have dirt. You just sweep the dirt.
No, we don't sweep anything. We just let the wind blow the dirt around, you know?
I know. You know what? It's so funny you say that, because for people listening in and around New Mexico, it is the greatest. That part of it is. It's like that zero landscaping. Because you don't have leaves. You're right. You don't have leaves.
Well,
it's very hard to maintain grass, even.
Can I interrupt? It makes me wonder, like, how much time has been wasted? Those people mowing those lawns in the Midwest or, like, whatever part of the country, and all those people like myself in the Southwest, how much time has have we saved not mowing, not watering, not doing anything like that, like, and doing actual hard work rather than, like, paying attention to our lawns, like, as if we're paying attention to our hair. Like, does our hair look good? Do we look good for our neighbors? You know, it's like, who cares, you know? It's like, I feel like being from the Southwest, we work hard in the sun. You know, it's hot as hell. You know, we work hard in the sun. And it's like, we don't, we're not sitting there spraying water on our lawns. No, we're not. We're, that takes care of itself, you know. Like, we're out there doing hard work for ourselves, trying to make money, and doing work for our neighbors, you know. Screw our lawns.
I love that. I love it. Forget the lawns. There's no
screw
keeping
the
up
lawns.
With the Joneses because we don't care about the. Yeah,
let
we don't care about the
grow.
Joneses. We don't care.
Let the weeds grow. Let the you know. Let the spiders you know do their work. I don't know.
All right. So just so everyone knows, don't live next door to Eric in the future because he's going to be like Pigpen. It's going to be a yard that's going to be an eyesore. Unless he hires somebody. Oh, that's so funny. I mean, although
only,
I don't have room to
only
talk.
Yard
my neighbor
with gravel.
The only yard with gravel. I don't have much room to talk. My neighbor said, you know what, there's ivy that's going up your tree, and I like that tree because that gives me shade, and that helps me. So I don't want to lose that. So I'm going to come over and pull that all down for you. And I was like, perfect. I love it. What kind of wine do you drink? I'll get you a bottle. Because they knew, oh, I'm not climbing up there. Just what you said. I'm not going to do that. I had no idea if it even was even happening.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So with all this hard work.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go
ahead. You didn't
ahead,
know?
Kate.
That.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Kate. I'm sorry.
Kahlua. So a White Russian or a Bloody Mary. Which one would you drink?
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, me too. All day long. Right? The spicier, the better.
3 days in a row. Just kidding.
3 days in a row. It's happy hours. It's happy hours right now, as a matter of fact. Oh, that's funny.
COVID happy hour.
Yeah, exactly. You probably haven't seen one of these, but just in case. Which would you rather do? Would you rather clean up after 17 people who had dinner at your house, which again would be hopefully social distancing, or would you rather just iron all of your clothes?
I'm going to go ahead and say iron all my clothes.
Yeah. Bingo. 17 people clearing dishes for that. That's the old days. Now we have to have less than 10 anyway. But yeah, I go with the iron too, for sure. All right, Eric, the things we learn, this or that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Big shout out to Mo Flam. Remember, hey, we're still in all this together.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.